Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Jaden. This is on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
How you doing? This is Natasha Shields. I tried to get in contact with someone yesterday about the Hair Relaxer that I was using that caused me complications with my health.
I'm so sorry about that. And if I may ask, after using Hair Relaxer, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
Yes, I had hair loss, excuse me, skin rashes. Hold on. I'm on the phone, so can anybody be quiet, please? God, I just said I'm on the phone, Corey. Hello.
Hi.
Hair loss, skin rashes, ovarian like pain down in my abdominal area. Diagnosed with endometriosis, fibroids, ovarian cancer, all of that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm 35. Like, I don't have any children. I'm not gonna be able to have children. Like, this is crazy.
I'm really sorry about that, ma'am. I mean, and yeah, so it doesn't seem like you did have a lot of side effects after using Hair Relaxer. When was the last time
that
you
used
it?
Yes, I've been using it for years. I did not know it affects you like that. I really didn't. All this time, I'm trying to figure out why I can't have children, like what's going on with my menstrual cycle, like why I'm always like having clocks and excessive bleeding and stuff. Like, for years, I've been trying to figure that out, and then I just find out, like, what is, like, that's fucking, excuse my language, I'm not taking it out on you, but it's just crazy.
No, it is.
It's like one thing after another. I even got divorced behind this and everything by me not being able to have children.
I'm so sorry about that, man. I mean, that's a lot to go through. I'm very, very sorry. I just want to, just to see if we can potentially file a claim for you today.
Yes, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? You sound pretty low.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Again, I was just saying I'm really, really sorry for everything that you've been through, and just to see if we can potentially file a claim for you. Do you know if you've ever been diagnosed with any cancers, tumors, or carcinomas?
Yes. With ovarian cancer. I think they said it was clear cell cancer, ovarian stage 1, clear cell stage 1, something like that. I have to look at my documents.
And just to confirm, it was a type of ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And what year were you diagnosed with this?
This year, the beginning of this year, 2024.
I'm very, very sorry. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
If I meet the criteria, I'm quite sure, but yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, we just have to ask you a few questions in regards to this matter. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No. I had just went online and went from there when I saw it online.
True. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from
yes.
any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Perfect. And have you or a loved one used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were
and
you?
And my sister as well. I'm going to refer her to you guys as well.
Oh, she was also affected?
Yes.
I'm very sorry about that. Do you know what she was diagnosed with after using the products?
She had ovarian cancer as well.
I'm so sorry.
She found out quite before me, though, but I'm just going to get, or I just was still trying, like, you know, trying. I didn't know what was actually going on. She didn't know either. But I'm going to let her know, like, as soon as I get done with you guys and figure out where to go, I'm just going to point her in the same direction.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, And thank you for trusting us with a case like that. We definitely could assist her if she had very similar, if she had a very similar experience to you. So I'll follow up with you on that after this. But you said after using the hair relaxers, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct? And what was your date of diagnosis for ovarian cancer?
I want to say it was the date. I know it was this year. I want to say like the beginning of the year. I want to say January or February. Is it no? Matter of fact, it may have been March. It was the beginning of this year. I have to look. I want to say give it. I'm not going to say no. Maybe around April. April.
So, what was the date of your
Yeah, I
cancer
want to
diagnosis?
say like that. Yeah, it was the beginning of this year though.
Got you. And so, just to the best of your knowledge, what would you say the date of your cancer diagnosis was?
Because the third date, I'm just going to see February 24th because I really don't recall, but I would have to actually look at the date, the paperwork. Well, I want to say it was in February or March. Yeah, the beginning of this year for sure.
And then, just to the best of your knowledge, what would you say? So I have February 24th.
Yeah, February 2024.
Do you know what the day was or what day it would have been?
I don't recall.
Okay. Do you know if it was in like the beginning, middle, end of the month?
Was probably, I think, towards the end.
For date of diagnosis, I'm going to put February 20th, 2024. Is that okay?
Okay.
And then, do you know the hospital that you were treated at or diagnosed at? The hospital that you were diagnosed
Mercy
at?
Hospital. Mercy Hospital.
In Bakersfield, California?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh. Sorry about that. Mercy Medical Center.
Yes.
354 St.
St. Paul
Paul.
Street. Yes.
And then the phone number I found online is 410-332-9000.
Yes.
And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Dole, Richard Dole.
Richard Dull.
Yes.
Oh.
I think it's DOLE.
Dr. Yves Richard Dull.
No. It's, I just know Dr. Dole. You know they don't use first names with us, but I believe it's Richard Dole.
Dr. Richard Dull.
Yes. Hold on, because I think I just got a letter in the mail from him, so let me double check in my pocketbook really quick.
And you said you were diagnosed in Maryland, correct?
Yes, it is a Y-E, YVES, Richard Dog, yes.
YVES.
Richard Dog,
Richard
yes.
Dole.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then for the diagnosing address, I have 345 St. Paul's Place, Baltimore, Maryland 21202.
Yes, it's actually, yeah, that OBGYN, yeah, location, yes.
And the that locate the address I have is correct, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's just the that's the address I found online. So if there
Yeah,
is another
either way,
address,
they all point you in the right direction. That's the hospital.
okay. I mean, if there's a different address you have, I can always put it down as well.
I don't see one. I think that's it. That's the main hospital address. Let me just double check. Let me see.
And then the phone number I found online was 410-332-9000.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Just a Dark and Lovely was my main product, and Dark and Lovely.
No, sorry. I'm sorry about that. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year
Oh,
prior to being diagnosed with
yes.
cancer?
I just turn my hair about every 4 to 6, every like 4 to, like every month or so, you know, our hair curl up.
Got you. And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
A year?
Oh yeah, so how many times per year did you
Probably, well,
use?
I use it once. I know I use it once a month. So every like 4 weeks.
Got you.
Every
Once a month, so
4 to,
twelve
yeah,
times
every
per
like
year.
4 to 6 weeks, something like that. Yeah.
Got you. So you're saying like once a month?
Yeah, once a month, every year. Sometimes, yeah, once a month.
So I have about 12 times per year.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
And are you a? And just to confirm, so you're saying you use it about once a month?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm just gonna put 12 times per year. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And can I have your date of birth, please?
9/27/89.
And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Breast cancer or what?
Lynch syndrome?
Lymph syndrome, like when you have the knots in your breast.
Just 1 second.
I need that.
So Lynch syndrome, it's an inherited genetic disorder that increases the risk of developing certain types of cancers, like colorectal cancer,
No.
endometrial cancer, ovarian cancer.
No. I don't think so,
Hereditary
no.
non-polyposis colorectal cancer.
No,
Lynch,
I'm not
there
going
you
to
said.
diagnose with that, no.
Never been diagnosed with Lynch syndrome or breast cancer?
No.
Okay. And you did say your sister had the exact same side effects?
Yeah, my sister had the same, yeah, that she had the same things going on with her as well.
Understand. And did any of your other friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, relatives, anyone else that you know also use hair relaxer and was ever affected?
Well, I don't know if they was affected, but I know quite a few people that use it. Yes. Majority of people in our community, yeah.
Got you. In what
Yeah,
state
it
did
was
you
kind
use?
of, that's kind of like a private matter because I always like people always wondered why I couldn't carry children or, you know, I couldn't have children and kept miscarrying and stuff like that. So it just got embarrassing and depressed. I got depressed after a while, had to take medication and all of that for that.
I'm so sorry. I mean, yeah, that is really hard to hear at any point in life. That's just hard to go through. It takes away a lot from you, and I'm very, very sorry that you still have to go through
Yes, it
this.
does. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, no, I'm very
Trust
sorry.
me.
On the bright side, though, I mean, I'm very glad all the cancers that you were diagnosed with have been taken care of, or hopefully you're being taken care of, you're being treated and
Yes.
everything.
Yes.
I'm glad you still at least have your family, you know, and cousins. And if you really wanted to,
Yeah,
maybe.
but it's just like not easy. Like, I don't know, 'cause I don't know. I was with my ex for 10 years, and it was hard on him as well. Just couldn't figure out if it was me or him, and it's just not fair. It's really not, because there's a lot of people out here that's having children that don't take care of their children, and there's people like me that want children and can't have them. It's really not fair.
Yeah, it's just hard for you to watch. It's like you're, like standing out. You can't. There's nothing you
Yeah,
can do about
I
it.
actually like lately I just noticed myself like keeping my distance away from children, or when people have children, just keeping my distance because it's just fucked up. It's bad. It's
Nope. Yeah, no. 100%.
and I gotta make sure I keep myself happy. I got a dog though.
Oh, that's awesome. And I love my dog. I would have. I wish I had more dogs.
I would love to tell you take this one, but this is all I have.
Oh, no. And again, I'm very, very sorry. But thank you for speaking with me about this whole situation. I know it's probably been tough since it happened, but thank you for speaking with me.
I'm just happy I'm able to talk about it now, because for a while I couldn't talk about it. So I'm just happy that I'm able to talk about it now. Maybe it's because my medication that I'm on. So.
Yeah, no, I understand. And then just to confirm, do you know what state were you using hair relaxer in?
Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland.
Using Maryland. And when did you start using hair relaxer?
Oh, God. I've been using it since I was young, probably 14, 11. We've been using hair relaxer all our life. My sister said the first age eight. Yeah, we got pictures.
Oh. And just to confirm, do you know what year you started using hair relaxer? Like.
Oh, if I'm 35 now, so it's been over 20 years. So I want to probably say like 90. Just to be safe, I'm going to say 98, 99, something like that.
Started in 1998, and when did you stop using hair relaxer?
The end of last year was the last, 2000, and I want to say November 2023, I think that was my last hair relaxer. Matter of fact, I think I did one this year. I think in January I did a hair relaxer, yes, in January 2024. That was my last one.
I see. So I have usage from 1998 to 2024.
Yes.
And how often did you use or apply these products? Was it weekly, monthly, four times per year?
Monthly.
Monthly?
Yes.
And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer for?
Consecutive years, I want to say, I guess 18.
Was it from 98 to 20? Were you using it every year?
Yeah, my math is not that good. My math is not good at all. Yeah, so I know my sister said our first time getting our hair relaxed was when we were eight. And I only can give you from when I started doing it myself, I was about 14 when I started doing my own hair relaxers.
Got you. And so you're using it from 1998 to 2024 nonstop?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So about 26 years of exposure?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I tried to go natural one time, and that was when I was about 18. That only lasted like 3 months. That was it. I cut all my hair off and tried to go natural. After that, it was back to putting the perms in there.
I see. And again, thank you for confirming. Did you excuse me. And again, very sorry about that. Did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. Mainly home, but yeah, both.
I see. And so if the process was done at home, do you know where you got the products from?
The hair stores. Back then, we used to go to hair stores on Pennsylvania Avenue called JJ's, Cherry Hill Mart hair store. We had a place up off of Gwen Falls, what is that? Not Gwen Falls, but what is that street? Gwynn Oak. Is it Gwynn Oak? No, it's not Gwynn Oak. It's Gwynn Falls. I believe it's Gwynn Falls.
And then, do you know the name of these stores?
No, I can find out, though. I know the most recent store would be JJ's on Pennsylvania Avenue. What is the other one? Cherry Hill Hair Stores. You know, I'm in Baltimore City. Yeah, so we go to hair stores all over Baltimore. So
and
I'm
so
not
you
gonna
said...
say.
Oh.
I have been over the years. I have been to quite a few, so it's probably a list of hair stores I've been to. And Westside Shopping Center, Brooklyn. We had Poteet Hair Store.
And then.
Yeah, it's quite a few. A lot. Yeah, it's all through Baltimore City, all through Baltimore City and Baltimore County.
So I have JJ's, Westside Shopping Center, Hair Supply Stores. Anything else?
Yeah,
I can put down?
We have Poteet.
Poteque.
No, Poteet. Yeah, I think that's how you spell it. Hair store that was on. East Patapsco Street. Where else we live? Oh yeah, Family Dollar.
Family Dollar.
Yeah, Family Dollar. Where else did we go? You got Whitmore Shopping Center Hair Store.
Whitman Shopping Center.
Woodmore.
Woodmore Shopping Center.
Yeah, we at Mondawmin Mall.
And then, if the process was done professionally, do you know the name of the salon?
I think I got one done by Hair by Shaw.
Hair by Shaw. S H A R.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, yes.
In Maryland.
Yes.
Just 1 second. Hair by Char.
Yeah, but my hairstylist, she's not there no more. She's transferred to Atlanta.
And so, wait, Hair by Char is no longer there?
No, they're no longer there.
Okay.
Well, my hairstylist is no longer there. When she left, I left.
And she
moved to Atlanta. But most Hair by Char, where else did I go? She had another shop, I think it was called Dee Dee's Hair Salon, and that was on Emerson Avenue.
Dee Dee's Hair Salon?
Yes, and then Jasmine, I think she was Jasmine Stylist, something like that. Yeah, and then the rest of them, I went to hair school, so I used to do a lot of my own perming, and I got trained underneath a lot of people with their license, so I used to do hair myself, so I used to perm my hair a lot, and others too.
I see, and I mean, and yeah, okay, so most of it was done at home. I just want to confirm, what was the name of the last one? I have Hair by Char, Dee Dee's Hair Salon, and then what was the last one?
I think I want to say her name was, I think the shop was Jazzy Hairstyles, something like that.
Jasmine's Hairstyle, Jazzy Hairstyle?
Yeah, I believe so. It was another place I used to go when I was in high school. I want to say the Dominicans, but I'm not for sure. It was exactly them. I think it was the Dominicans on Hilton.
And then it was Jasmine Hair Salon, and that was on...
Something like that. It's something similar, yeah.
8480 Piney Branch Road.
Where is that?
Sorry?
No, I don't know. No, when I went there, she was located on Greenmount.
Greenmount?
Yes. Yeah, this was years ago. This was over 15 years ago. So, and I'm not going to say that. These are just hairstylists that work in the hair salon. They don't actually own the hair salon.
I see.
Okay. Yeah, then I also have my cousin Tracy. She was a hairstylist. She permed my hair a lot.
Got you.
Denise Pretty permed my hair a lot. She actually made my hair fall out one time.
And then, if I may ask, do you know which brand names of products you used?
Well, I know we use Dark and Lovely, mainly. Lily, what was it? Another one, Just For Me, Cream of Nature, Bantu, the Bantu, that's Just For Me. And the one is called Bantu, that one too, Bantu Cream, something like that. Mainly Dark and Lovely, Bantu, Cream of Nature, and Just For Me.
Got you. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly?
I was a child. I started as a child. So I've been using it consistently from a child up until the beginning of this year.
And so, did your cancer happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
I'm not for sure. I always had irregular periods and heavy bleeding and cramps and stuff so bad that I couldn't go to school. But I didn't. What made me go and get actually checked is me keep miscarrying and not being able to get pregnant, and that's when I found out. And that was this year.
Got you. And so your cancer diagnosis happened at 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, sorry, we just have to confirm. And what type of treatment did you receive?
I had to get a hysterectomy. That's what it is, because I won't be able to have children. Yeah.
I'm very sorry. And again, thank you for being specific about this. So you had a hysterectomy. Was there any other treatment for the cancer?
Just form of birth control. And hormones, stuff like that.
And was this to treat the cancer?
Yes, it was to treat the fibroids.
And then for the ovarian cancer, do you know what you had, or what you were using?
Yeah, they had to do a complete surgery.
Got you, okay. And then, do you know what your treatment date was?
Hold on. It was. Let me see. Treatment date was. Gotta go here. Hold on. When was it? Oh God. That is lying. Don't. I want to say, let me see if I can find it in my notes. Oh, God. Where is it? Trouble. Quiet, please. Now, treatment date was, I want to say,
8/18/2024.
Yes, if that's correct. Let me see. That
was your treatment date?
That was the wrong notes. Hold on, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Because I have this is a new phone, so my notes and stuff didn't transfer over yet.
No, you're good.
Um,
While you're looking for that, do you know if the doctor that treated you, was it the same doctor or was it a different doctor?
yes, that's the door.
And that's the doctor that diagnosed you and treated you?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put his information in while you look for that. And it was at the same Mercy Medical Center.
Yeah.
You were treated at, or you were diagnosed at Mercy Medical Center, and you were treated at Mercy
Yes.
Medical Center?
Yeah.
Perfect. And the address I have is 345 St. Paul Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202.
Yes.
Awesome. And then.
Is this right? Oh, goodness. Oh, good. I don't know. Spelling notes and everything in here. Okay, we're just gonna go with like 7:18.
For treatment.
Yeah, because that's what I have in my notes, but I don't have nothing else next to it, but I'm guessing that's just what it is.
So this is for, so if
Because
the
I have
diagnosis took place
abbreviations.
in
Yeah,
February.
I didn't mean, well, I meant to say, did I say 7:24, right? 07:24, is this good?
You said what was in your notes?
I just have, it got the date 07:24, start treatment.
And then you were diagnosed in February?
Yeah, I was diagnosed
02?
in, no, yeah, 02:24.
And so you're treated
Yeah.
about 5 months later?
Let me see. Come
If it's 07?
on. Yeah, that's about right because I had problems with my health insurance. That's about right.
Okay, so the treatment
Yeah, I
took
had to get
place
my
in.
health insurance, yeah, back in order. Yep, and it took a while. Yep.
Okay, so I've and we just have to confirm it. Thank you for taking the time to look through. I have the
Yeah.
treatment date is July 24th, 2024.
Yeah, July.
07/24/2024.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say 24. It just have July. It just got the month and a year. Let me see if I can find out the date that I wrote this.
And then you were treated by Dr. Yves Richard Dole.
Yes.
And you were also diagnosed by Dr. Yves Richard Dole.
Yes.
And for the treatment, you had a hysterectomy.
Yeah, I had a complete hysterectomy. Thank you.
See, and
I just know I
was.
can't have children, so yeah, that's about right. That's what a hysterectomy is, when you can't have children no more. So yeah.
Very
Let
sorry.
me
And
send it.
what was there any other treatment for the ovarian cancer?
I had what was it? They put me on a form of for they for I don't know if it was for the cancer or the fibroids was the cancer. So they put me on a birth control to try to shrink it first. I don't want to say the wrong thing because
It's okay.
they was actually it was like I was in shock when it was going on. And I was like, it was a lot going on around that time. My brother lit himself on fire trying to kill himself. I lost a cousin. It was a lot. So I was putting notes in because I kept forgetting stuff around that time. I'm always forgetful anyway. But yeah, I think I had birth control and a form of hormones.
And given a form of hormones.
Hormones, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the birth control, oh yeah, it was the hormones because they said I couldn't use the other birth control because it had estrogen in it. And estrogen wasn't good for me because it could increase or something like that. So I had to use the pill method. Yeah. So that's what it was. All right.
I see. And so for type of treatment for ovarian cancer, I have a complete hysterectomy. You were put on birth control to try and shrink the cancer
Yeah, and
and given a
surgery.
form of hormones.
Yeah, surgery.
I see. And okay, perfect. And so, and again, thank you for speaking with me about this. I'm very, very sorry. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
You said ginger, my gender. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Sorry, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Oh, okay. Female.
And then first name is Natasha,
Yes.
NATASHA.
Yes. You kind of threw me off with the gender because
Oh, I'm sorry.
men can get it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't
Oh,
know.
wait,
That's
no,
why.
no, 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 no. Oh, wait, no. So, I mean, we're accepting uterine, endometrial, and ovarian cancer. I'm sure men can get, they can get cancer from this. I'm just not sure if they would get those type of cancers, you know? But, and we also are accepting different types of tumors and carcinomas, so maybe one of those, but we just
Oh,
have to.
okay. All right. That's why. Okay. Kind of threw me off. I'm like, hold on. That's why I came out wrong, like ginger. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
Hold on.
I get that. I'm sorry. Thank you for confirming, though. And then what was your middle initial?
A J.
And then last name is Shields,
Yeah.
Shields.
Yes.
All right. And then can I have your, so this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social?
Okay, that is 218-25 5089.
And again, this is on a recorded line for our attorney group, so all information shared is protected.
Thank
And
you.
this is for HIPAA and identification. I have 218-25-5089.
Yes.
And then I have for email, I have muda247 at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Perfect. And then phone number, same number we're speaking on is 410-371-6761.
Yes. I
And
just
then can
make
I.
sure my date is correct because I got to go on my notes. So even if the when they reach out to me, I'll make sure I have all my paperwork together.
No worries. And then can I have your full home address, please?
2124 Drew Park Drive. And you need the correct spelling for that.
Drew, is that Drew?
And it's Druid
Drew
Park.
Park,
Yeah, like Drew Park Drive.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes, 212. It's 2121. I mean 2211.
Gotcha. And so I have 2124 Drew Park Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21211.
Yes.
And that is the full home address.
Yes, that's my mailing address, yes.
And do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
Yes, I do.
And okay, and can you provide these by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes, so I've got it. That's what I said when I find it, because I had just moved here, so just got to go through my things and find it. Yes, but I can provide them.
And then we do, re and that's perfect. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you.
I'm sorry.
This
Say
ensures
that
that
again.
in you.
You said it, my emergency contact.
Yes, this ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency
Okay.
contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
This is my sister. And yeah, we share the same address.
Okay. And then can I have
And
her first name and phone number?
her name is Alicia A-L-I-E. Hold on. A-L. Hold on, sorry. Lily. Yes, Alesha, because she got her name changed. Alesha.
Perfect. And then can I just have her phone number?
Her phone number is, one second. Okay, it's 443-734-5184.
And then I have Alicia at 443-734-5184, and that's your sister.
Yes, 443-734-5184. Yes, that's my sister.
Okay.
Perfect.
And she
so,
did say it was A-L-E-S-H-A, because I got to say that. It's
A-L-E-S-H-A.
Yes. Why did you change it? My name is
A-L-E-S-H-I-A?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's funny. I got you.
Alicia.
Right. I just want to make sure everything on here is correct before I send it. Or before I send out our documents, I want to make sure everything is correct on writing. Date of birth is 09/27/1989, so September 27th.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to send these over right now. Just let me know as soon as you do get them, and then we'll walk through them together. Oh, just 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, emergency call set.
And was this a mobile or a home phone or both? I'm sorry.
That's a mobile.
Okay, perfect. Just let me know as soon as the documents do come through.
Hold on. I also used you for the hospital and everything else, but I spelled your name wrong, so. All right. Yeah, your number right. Okay, is it
from Jaden?
Jada V's, yeah, okay.
Perfect, yeah. And then as
soon
as
you... just click where it says review and sign, right?
Yes, yeah, click continue or click on that. And then when you do get onto the actual documents themselves, it's going to say hair relaxer litigation on the top.
This one said, do I agree to that much, yeah. I said allow location, and then it said, yeah, this envelope was also sent by Sim. Yeah. Please review and act on these documents.
And then just click continue through that, and when you do get to the actual get to the actual documents themselves, there's going to be a yellow start button on the top right.
Yes.
Perfect.
Do I click the start button or do I just...
Yeah, so click the start button and then...
Okay.
It's going to have you adopt some signatures throughout.
Okay, and these signatures is basically giving consent for everything?
Yes. It's giving consent for medical records. It's basically saying that you're accepting Pulaski and Peter Angelos as your representation throughout this case.
Okay. Pulaski and Peters.
And then, as you're going through, just make sure all information on there is correct and accurate to you. If anything is misspelled, addresses, social, date of birth, phone number, anything like that, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Yeah, it's pretty good to me. Okay. Yes, I hit finish.
Perfect, and everything on there was...
Correct.
Okay.
But it also has it says, okay, when it comes to signing, including documents.
And then I'm just going to read off some of this information on here just to make sure it's correct with you. For the name, I have Jessica. I'm so sorry. This is the wrong retainer. I'm sorry.
Natasha.
My apologies. I don't know. Okay, yeah, I don't know why that one came up. I'm sorry. Natasha J. Shields. I'm just going to read this off to you to make sure I have all the information on here correct, and then I will let you go. Natasha, N-A-T-A-S-H-A, J. Shields, S-H-I-E-L-D-S. Address is 2124 Druid Park Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21211. Date of birth is 09/27/1989, and the full social I have on file is 218-255-0089. Okay. I'm going to send you a text for my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me directly, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then do you have any questions for me before I let you go?
No, that'd be all. What was the name of the attorney office again?
So you work with, or Peter Angelos is going to be handling your case.
Peter, okay, let me write it down, because it was quite a student call back. So
all the names are, no worries at all. It's going to come from, I think, an 888 number. All of the names of the attorneys are on the documents themselves.
Okay, and it's Peter, you said?
So put down Pulaski, Pulaski, Kircher, Kher, Kher.
Okay. Hold on. Kher. Okay.
And then Kher.
Okay.
And then that's, the name is on the documents themselves. If you want to print them out as well, you can do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And it's giving me an option. It says something, discussing.
Is it telling you to sign up with DocuSign? You don't have to do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay.
No,
all right.
They're just trying to, like, sign you up.
Some money.
Yeah. I'm going to send you a text for my personal number, so you have my information if you have any questions. But for now, you're good to go. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, that'd be all.
Okay, perfect. And again, thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. I'm very, very sorry about your experience. If there is anything else we can do for you, just let us know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.